This is the Riabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. Thanks for tuning our way again. In this episode, we're going to be talking about invoice financing. And Simon, what's most remarkable is that invoice financing has taken off to such a huge extent. There are now so many companies that offer to buy your invoices from you so that you get the cash faster. But there are now so many of them that we've started to see comparison sites spring up where you can compare the dozen or more of these companies and the services they offer. The minimum loan amount, the maximum loan amount, the loan term, the application fee, and so on. When you've got a new industry that's mushrooming like this, what does that tell you about the problem?
Well, I can see 20 companies on this list of potential lenders. The challenge for SMEs is that they need the cash to run the business, and customers often pay them late. Borrowing money from a third party to plug that gap is not a viable solution for a number of reasons.
Well, it's very tempting because, you know, if I can get 80 to 95% of the invoice value 24 hours later, you know, a lot of people might be saying, well, hey, I'm very happy to, you know, part with the 2, 3 or 5% upfront fee just to get that cash.
SMEs' first focus should be on ensuring that they have very clear terms agreed with their customers and that their customers pay them based on those terms. And that in order to get paid, they have clear, error-free order and billing systems. If all of that is working for them, then they have a quality receivable and they can then go and borrow money from conventional lending sources at relatively low interest rates, relatively easily.
Yes.
The problem with the fact that there's a comparison site indicates that there is a lot of money chasing SMEs, and it's not a solution that is sustainable in the medium term. If I'm an SME, I need to so manage my finances that I can fund from my day-to-day business. If I'm constantly having to plug gaps with borrowed money, then there's something fundamentally wrong with my business model, and that is going to be unsustainable in the medium term.
Yeah. Yes. So let's walk through perhaps an example of a $10,000 invoice, right? Mm. So in other words, you've now sold products and services worth $10,000. Ordinarily, you would send the invoice and hope to get paid within 30 days. Because you want the money overnight, the first thing that you do is you pay an upfront fee of 3 to 5%. So in other words, on your $10,000 invoice, $300 to $500 is gone straight away.
And there are many businesses, by the way, particularly in some of the more competitive sectors that SMEs are competing. And at the moment, for example, with Chinese demand going down, the level of competition is increasing. You've got more supply than you've got demand. There are many, many businesses whose gross margins might be as low as 4 or 5%, particularly on things like electronic components produced in bulk.
Yes.
So right there, you've got a problem.
Yes. Yeah. Even before you talk about the fact that you only get 80 to 95% or whatever the percentage is of the actual invoice amount. And then here's the clincher of all of this. When the customer doesn't pay the company that's advanced you that 80 to 95% of the invoice value, it's still your problem. In other words, you're now no longer just trying to finance your cash flow needs. You've also got to worry about the invoice exchange getting paid, because otherwise they're not going to lend you at 3 to 5% next time.
So you're in the event that there is a problem with an invoice, and we know, do we not, that a significant percentage of the times that SMEs get paid late or any other company, it's because of something that they could or should have done differently. The lender isn't interested in what you could or should have done differently. They're interested in lending you money, charging a fee, and if they don't get that money from your customer because of something that you've done, it lands right back in your lap.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, when you take out one of these services and you submit your invoice, sure, you might be, on the one hand, quite happy to get, you know, a substantial part of that invoice money deposited straight into your bank account within 24 hours. But then you also worry, hang on a minute, what happens if the customer now doesn't pay? You know, then now I'm responsible to somebody else. In other words, it's actually worse than simply trying to work with your customer to get paid on time right from the get-go.
It adds a level of complexity, because it introduces a third party, and a level of cost to a fundamental business activity which you should be able to undertake seamlessly. It's as simple as that. And whilst it may be tempting, because the issue of getting to grips with your customer issues and ensuring that they pay you in a timely way, as we've seen, is a challenging one because it crosses functions, and it may challenge some of the customers' hitherto established behavior, But the reality is that this is not a solution, it's simply a band-aid. And if you take it, you're liable to find yourself really suffering from gross margin erosion, and to still have the issue of customers paying you late.
Yes, doesn't solve the problem. Besides, think about it. You know, when there are so many of these sites springing up, mushrooming out of nowhere because money is so cheap, and we can talk about what's going to happen about that in a few moments, you've got to ask yourself, why is this such a good business that so many people are piling into it? Charging 3-5%, which is, you know, extrapolated over 12 months. Let's say it's a 30-day term on the invoice. You're paying 5% for the privilege of getting your money 30 days early. Well, that's an interest rate, an annualized interest rate of 60%.
Yes.
And even if the customer pays after, you know, a fairly longish 60 days, that's still a 30% interest rate, which is substantially more than just borrowing the money off your credit card.
Yeah. Well, we know that central banks have been pumping liquidity into the economy for more than a decade now. And this is a typical consequence of that. There's a lot of money around. People are able to get hold of that money for relatively low rates of interest, low single digits. If they can then turn it around and lend it for 15, 20%, they make a lot of money, which is good for them. It's not so good for the SMEs.
No. So, bottom line, as an SME, what do you need to do?
You need to go right back to the relationship with the customer and make sure that terms are defined which are going to enable you to run your business, and you do not commit to terms, first of all, that put you in a cash flow deficit situation, and then secondly, that you so manage your relationship and your processes that that customer routinely pays you on time. So you don't need to borrow money, so you don't get into long protracted discussions about who has and has not paid you.
We'd love to hear your comments. Maybe you have some experience with these invoice exchanges and the various providers that promise to give you some cash at extortionate interest rates right up front. Leave it in the commentary box next to this podcast. And we are looking for your stories, and we'll hopefully address some of them in our next edition.